Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Joining us is Warriors analyst at NBC Sports Bay Area, Festus Ezeli, joining us here on 95.7 The Game, former Warriors big man. Festus, how you doing? Great to have you with us here on a Friday.
JD, happy Friday. What's going on, Larry?
Hey, how you doing, Festus?
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, man, we're just get your thoughts just kind of generally on the three games so far on the homestand and the Warriors ability to start slowly seeing more production from some of the young players and the lottery picks and the two-way guys, right, really when they need it most.
You have to think this Warriors team coming into the season, there's a lot of talk about the depth of this team. And so we always knew that the bench was talented, but the chemistry was not there yet. Young guys had more of a bigger role this season. They hadn't figured it out. Playing without fouling, you know, being able to score, the chemistry on the offensive end, defensively, all these different things. I think that having time on the court, you know, with missing Steph and Andrew Wiggins, I think has given the young guys a lot of chance for them to really gain confidence. It's really hard to play the game, especially as a young guy looking over your shoulders, worrying about making a mistake. So, you know, James Wiseman went down to the G League. He came back a better player. He's better. He looks way better on the defensive end. He always could play on the offensive end, has great touch. But you see guys like Anthony Lamb, who has been playing a big role for the Warriors. He's stepping up. Dante DiVincenzo, he's healthy now, so he's also getting in rhythm, getting Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole is a stud. We know that already. But what you're starting to see is the evolution of the young guys. And, you know, playmaking ability of Jonathan Kuminga is something that is really sticking out to me. He's looking out for James Wiseman. He's looking out for his other players. And then he's also playing defense and taking pride in that. So when you start putting these pieces together and you think about Andrew Wiggins coming back and thinking about Steph coming back, I think this is a thing that could end up being very good for the Warriors this period right now that you could have. I think when you found out that Steph was going to be out, you looked at this period as, oh, well, the Warriors just need to stay afloat. Well, the Warriors' motto is we just got to keep getting better. The motto and the slogan has always been strength in numbers. And so when one guy goes down, everybody else steps up. And it's also important that Steph has been in Jordan Poole's ear. You hear him talk about how Steph is telling him what to look for in a game, how to get better. Andre Iguodala has been in Kuminga's ear. Draymond has also been in Wiseman's ear. So you have these young guys also being tutored by the best in the game, Hall of Famers. This is one of the rare times in the history of the game where you have a team winning a championship and young guys watching that you think, I think personally, that these young guys are going to be winning championships themselves in the future. But right now, the team is focused on winning one this year. And I think that right now, this is a proper evolution for this team to go through.
You know, DiVincenzo has really impressed me. I didn't realize he had as much game as he has. And Portland is yet to see GP2 hit the floor. We're not going to see him tonight either. And I understand why Golden State did what they did, right? They didn't re-sign GP2, and they didn't re-sign Otto. And they saved, you know, $60 million in luxury taxes, and it was probably the smart move. But Monty Poole's got an article up right now at NBC Sports Bay Area about how the Warriors still miss GP2. Do you think that is indeed the case? And is Kuminga's like recent defensive effort, is that starting to make them miss GP2 a little less?
I think what you saw, what I want to first start off by saying, you say the Warriors saved $60 million luxury tax. You have to remember that the Warriors are also way above the luxury tax and what they're paying, because they paid their guys in Andrew Wiggins and Jordan Poole. So they're trying to keep that continuity. But in the game of basketball, after you win a championship, it's really hard to keep everybody, because that success, everybody else wants a little bit of that success. So the good thing on the Portland Trailblazers to pay GP2, because he was very deserving of his contract. He played amazing last season. His defensive effort was one of the reasons why we were able to win against Dallas, to win against Memphis, and to go ultimately to the championship and the effects he had there in the finals. So you know that he was big for this team. But I think what you saw in their decision-making is the Golden State Warriors also feeling like they have the tools here with these young guys as well. Jonathan Kuminga is showing you that. I personally think that Jonathan Kuminga can be a Defensive Player of the Year candidate in the future. For sure, a first-team all-defensive player. And you see Dante DiVincenzo and the defensive ability he brings to the team. You know, this team is very deep, and the Warriors always do such a great job of drafting dudes or bringing free agents in that people sometimes give up on. You have to think about Andrew Wiggins. He was not known as a defensive player when he came to this team. But just this will to win that is contagious. I think it starts with Steph Curry, and it starts with Steve Kerr and Bob Myers and even the ownership. And it trickles all the way down. And I think that when people join this organization, they're very intent on doing all the little things to win. And I think they believe in these young guys and their abilities as well.
Festus Ezeli joining us here on 95.7 The Game. I got to ask you about Draymond. I mean, a couple of big blocks the other night against Utah to help finish that one off in big moments. And I think, you know, him and Clay, but really I think it's Draymond here with Steph and with Wiggins out. He's led the grit brigade, really. Like, I think in all three of these games, it's been kind of nasty and you know, defensive minded, and yeah, they hit some shots against Memphis, but to win shorthanded, it really has in my mind started with Draymond putting his imprint on, you know what, if this team has to win nasty, we'll win nasty. And I feel like Clay's kind of done that as a secondary player, and everybody else has fallen in line off of that. Just what have you seen from Draymond here in really showing how important he can be to this team, even when Steph isn't there with them?
Draymond has shown that throughout his career. This goes all the way back to high school and then being the championship player at Michigan State in college. Draymond's a winner. You know, coming in with him as a rookie, we were both rookies together. We were drafted to this team together. And seeing the intensity he brought to practice every day, he makes everybody step their games up. And this was him as a rookie. And so now him as a veteran, this is a new journey for Draymond. And for every championship team, every season is different. So this team was really struggling with chemistry and the bench chemistry. One thing that you saw that Coach Kerr did is he put Draymond in with the second unit. And what that did, even though Draymond is not necessarily an offensive scoring player, he is still an offensive player in the way that he creates shots for his teammates. I was a big benefactor of that because of the way that he would throw me lobs, all the things. And then also on the defensive end, I think he's such a great communicator. He's so loud on the defensive end, and he's telling people where to be and talking things out, and it makes the game a little simpler for people. Last night, or a couple of nights ago against the Utah Jazz, Lauri Markkanen got off to a great start. Part of the reason was because Draymond was playing help defense and going off of him and then coming back recovering to a shooter. He hit, three three-pointers in the first quarter? You know, they go off for this crazy run. So Coach Kerr makes the adjustment, takes Draymond off of him. Draymond's still helping and going back to him. But the adjustment is understanding that Draymond, the imprint that he puts on the game, there's so many different facets all the way from the defensive end to the offensive end. You see him being more aggressive now, taking big three-pointers against teams. Like, he's just a winner. Like, there's no way to quantify what a winner is. I don't think that the stat sheet even tells you everything that he does. Even when he has triple-doubles, it still doesn't tell the full story of the imprint and the impact that he has on the game. And so Draymond was such a pleasure for me to work with and to play with. I understand that his defensive edge is also one of the things that gives this team its winning prowess. So this team is, this team very much depends on his energy every night.
We're talking to Festus Ezeli, the pride of Jesuit High School in Sacramento, where my brother sends his kids up to Jesuit.
Shout out Carmichael.
There you go.
High school, yes.
There you go.
First stop when I came to the United States.
I know. Too bad you couldn't play with them, man. That would have been incredible. You would have been lighting up Sacramento.
Yeah, as a Sacramento kid, Festus, my parents actually live about 5 minutes from Jesuit still to this day. So I know the area well, my man.
Well, you have to remember, when I came to the United States, I was 15 years old, and I wish I could have played for them, but that was my first time picking up a basketball. And at 16, when I tried out for the team, I got released because it was too late. They said it was too late for me to start trying to learn because it was like there was so much going on at the time. So I wish I got to play high school ball because I watch a lot of these kids right now and all the skills and all the friendships that they've built through the years. I wish I got to play high school, but luckily for me, I had a crazy work ethic. I still was able to get to college, and I had a lot of great coaches and people around me that inspired me. But I still got some of those experiences. But high school basketball, I watch high school basketball now. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you know what? You probably got some great advice along the way because you went to Vandy and got yourself a terrific education, and now you're doing an incredible job on NBC Sports Bay Area. I got to ask you about James Wiseman. I thought he was great on Christmas against Memphis. He went for 30 against Brooklyn, against the Nets earlier. And I just wish he had been up the whole year, but you had a chance to play in Santa Cruz. What do you see differently? Because you're watching James as a guy who played that position. What do you see differently between the James Wiseman that, you know, pre-Santa Cruz this last run and what he's been since he returned?
I'm going to add a different James Wiseman to that. I'm going to add the James Wiseman that was drafted, because that guy, when he came in the court, like I was watching a game from 2021 and I saw a James Wiseman on the court he just was phenomenal. The way he was flying all over the court, the way that he was running and just the confidence in his body. But unfortunately, gets injured, has a knee injury, and misses the whole rest of the season. Coming back on the court after all this time, I think there's two facets to this. One of them is you are a rookie trying to adjust to the game, so there's a few things that you have to learn. You have to learn to adjust to the speed of the game. You have to adjust to the defensive pace of the game. Everybody's faster, stronger. You got to think he only played a couple games in college, so he pretty much was coming from high school. And so the pace of the game is way different. These are grown men now, and this is the best in the world. So he is adjusting to that, but also he's coming back from an injury. So he's learning to trust his body. I think that the process is hard for anybody. If you don't look at the process the right way, I think you could fall victim to it. But I love his approach. He's come in and said, you know what? I have to go down to the G League. It might feel like a demotion, which it sometimes to a lot of people it is. But for him, if you use the process correctly, like you look at Jordan Poole and the way he went to the G League and now got rewarded later because now he's playing amazing on the court, scoring and doing all the different things, but it's also he got rewarded contract-wise, then if you see that, then you're also inclined and you're inspired to follow the same track. So for him, what I've seen an improvement is his defensive awareness. He's able, a guy that can jump from the dotted line and dunk the ball, on the defensive end, you know that he can do the same thing. He can recover a lot of ground and jump straight up. He's an athletic, one of the most athletic people you can see in the NBA. I think for him is getting used to his body again. That's one, trusting your body after an injury. But it's also the defensive awareness on the court. On the offensive end, I think James Wiseman is a natural. He gets the ball. He's got such a great touch around the rim, great shot, and just amazing footwork. But I think, you know, just the ability to trust his body again and then having the awareness, watching Draymond, watching Kevon Looney, and learning how to screen to get these guys open. Because ultimately, when you get Steph and Klay open, you're getting yourself open, because when you get them open, the defense has to react. And your man has to jump out there, or else that's a three. So that, in turn, is you getting open and getting an easy shot. So I think I see him learning more and more about the game and him coming back. I just love his approach to the game. Such a good kid, and I can't wait to to be able to spend some time with him and really just impact whatever knowledge I got from Steve Kerr and the older guys, you know, Andrew Bogut and all the guys alike.
Festus, thanks a lot for the time. We really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.